Good morning. It's 6:58 a.m. on Tuesday, July the 27th, 2021. This is the third time I've started this file, and somewhere around 10, 12, 14 seconds in, it starts to play the file that I'm recording. I don't exactly know what's going on. Try to keep my fingers away from the screen. That's very curious because I didn't even think it was possible. Anyway, it's a lovely morning this morning. It's beautiful. Clear sky. There's a little bit of smoke haze. There's a waning gibbous moon up there. Just off the southwest. It's going to be a hot day, I think. Friend with a little Scotty dog coming in the opposite direction. I've already seen Athletic T-Shirt Man. He lives over on the other side. Good morning. He lives over on the other side. So he's doing 2 miles every morning too. Or every morning he walks. He's just doing it in the opposite direction. So a friend of mine said I had to watch Genius. It's on Amazon Prime. It's a movie. Jude Law plays Thomas Wolfe. And it's really the story about... I'm not sure. Max Perkins was his editor at Scribner's when he wrote Look Homeward, Angel and Time in the River or something. I'm not a classics guy. And apparently Thomas Wolfe is like one of the classics. He's one of the 30s writers like of Scott Fitzgerald. Little cameo appearances by F. Scott and Ernest Hemingway. I found it a really troubling movie for a couple reasons. The first is the portrayal of Thomas Wolfe as a tortured genius that somehow recognizing his genius forgives his lack of empathy. So how can you be a writer with so little understanding of the human condition? Okay, that's troubling. Two plastic bottle pints of cheap vodka. Empty bottles, I might add, alongside the road. Okay. Well, at least they're not throwing bad vodka away. The other thing that bothered me was the depiction of the relationship between the editor, Max Perkins at Scribner's, and Thomas Wolfe. And this would have had to have been in the late 20s. And I wonder how realistic that representation is. And I wonder how much this sort of romanticism of the editor and the writer, their collaborative effort, colors what we think about what the life of a writer is. A lot of it seemed to be just a little bit too on point. I had to shut it off about halfway through. I started watching it last night. And I had to shut it off about halfway through. Get some sleep. I was also... It was also very troubling. It actually bothered me at a visceral level that yes, you must be insane. Tortured genius. The screenplay was based, I watched the credits roll. The screenplay was based on a biography of Max Perkins, which doesn't surprise me. Max Perkins was the central character. Thomas Wolfe was... representative of the genius that Perkins edited. Or supposedly. The shooting star that burned out young. Snatched in the prime of his writing life. It's a cute story, but it bothered me. It bothered me to the point where I woke up early and then finished the movie this morning. And the ending was... the ending was no more... no better than the beginning. I looked up a little bit about Thomas Wolfe. There's pieces of it that are true to the actual Thomas Wolfe biography. It's Hollywood, so there were pieces of us, of course, that were not, but coming up on a get ready, sit with me, blog post. But it was this kind of, I think the thing that got me the most was this sort of sepia-tinted, nostalgic, retrospective about two tortured geniuses, Max Perkins, editor of Genius, and Thomas Wolfe, genius. F. Scott Fitzgerald. Ernest Hemingway wanting to wrestle life to the ground. It was just a little too much. Maybe it was just that I don't necessarily buy into the adversarial relationship. Just curious. Good morning to go flying. So yesterday I got sidetracked by reading Jerry Boyd, picked up Home Is Where the Heat Is. I finished the last of the Coup series from Judith Moffat, picked up Jerry Boyd's book. I finished it in two sittings. And then I picked up the next book in the Hope Ship trilogy, Marauders by T.S. Valmont. When I mentioned her before, I called her Valmont. It's Valmont. V-A-L-M-O-N-D. Second book is Marauders. I think it's better than the first one. It's not too surprising that the second book is better than the first one. Although neither of these I don't believe either of these are early works. She has other stuff. This one seems better. It's funny, for all of my dissatisfaction with the movie Genius, I find myself thinking, geez, you know, I should do some writing today. It's a good day to do some writing. I haven't had any coffee yet this morning. If I seem a little driftier than normal, that's probably the reason. I got up and had a mug of water while I was waiting for the coffee to brew. And then went and had a piece of toast and finished the movie. And then decided I'd take the walk before it got warm again. It's going to be another hot day. I need to tenderize a couple chicken breasts, put them on the grill tonight. Maybe put them in a marinade for the day. The audiobook for Ravenwood's started to show up in various audiobook stores. It's on Chirp. It'll be pretty much everywhere audiobooks are sold eventually. So far, it hasn't made it through Amazon yet, through Audible. I haven't heard anything from Findaway Voices that it's been stopped. I also haven't heard anything from them that it's been accepted. So, yeah, the audiobook for Ravenwood is out. It is legit. If it's the one with Virginia Gare's name on the cover. Virginia. Virginia Gare. Blah, 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 blah. Morning. I should probably clip that out. Tree a little bit. She was the second person to stop me and say the fence looks great. Yeah, all of the fences in this neighborhood are, well, except for the few that have been redone, they're all pretty much on borrowed time. However, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.